Good luck. Just to recap what we did last week in Sif Beis. First of all, we established in Sif Beis that there's a chiluk between Avek Ribbis and Ribbis Mekdamis and Mocheres. And we tried to explain a difference in Hagdora, which is Naget, the whole Huchas Ribbis, is that Avek Ribbis, yes, it's only a Ribbis to Rabbonan, but Avek Ribbis is a type of a Ribbis which is a Schar Hamtona, which is Aganata. So it is Otu a real deraiso of Ribbis Ktsutsa. You are paying, it's a wage that you're getting. The payment is actually a wage. But Jenkein Ribbis Mekdamis and Ribbis Mocheres, by its nature, is really a matana. It's not a wage. You're not giving aganata. You're throwing a matana to the ma'ova, either because of akar satoiv or to butter him up lechatchila, whatever the cheshbon is, but it's not a wage, and therefore it's not as strong, it's not as chomor as avak ribbis. And that's why, for example, by Ribbis Mekdamis Mocheres, you don't even have a chiv latzidei shemayim.
No, but what about the other way? Let's say you didn't have in mind at all, but the person lending you the money knows that you did pay this for it.
No, we'll have to learn Hilchus or Ribbis Mekdamis Mocheres, but you're going to see that there are a number of heterim if it's not Muchach. But at least, just for here, I just want to go through the Klum. Basically, the first, I would say, half the Simen, the first half of this Simen, are more Klolistic. We're going to go through the Sidis of Chiv Chazara, Chiv Tashlumen, whatever it is, on all Ribbis before we get to more Protistic. There's a lot of raid here. Another Nakuda that we mentioned last week, which is very Vichtig, is that the Welt Nemzon for a Pashtis is standard. The Yoidim all know, oh yeah, sure, Avek Ribbis is Eino Yetzah B'dayonim, so you don't have to give it back. It's like a standard thing. Yeah, sure, there's a Chiv Latzidei Shemayim, and Ribbis Mekdamis Mocheres, we said, is not even a Chiv Latzidei Shemayim, so you get the Shaila, it's no problem. We mentioned last week that there are a number of Poiskim, whether it's Machan Ephraim, Chubis Marsham, Imrebino, there are a number of Poiskim that say that it's not so posh. That if we can make an answer Hadi out of this, that the person wouldn't have taken it because he didn't want to be over the Issa, then we can make the whole payment a payment betoyis, and therefore now you have to give it back. And the whole thing is a nesina betoyis. You have money shalikadin, and avadi have a chiv to give it back. Yeah, if the person knew about ribbis and avabikin wanted to take it, and now he wants to be doing tshuva, yeah, in that situation, if it's only ribbis mukdemis or ribbis milcheres, he doesn't have a chiv latzis idei shemayim. But by and large, Baruch Hashem, no one's interested in being over any ribbis, and usually they come with a shayla after they realize. Afterwards, they realize that there might have been a nissa involved. That's when they come asking you to determine was there a nissa. At that point, when they hear that there's a nissa, oh, if there was a nissa, I would never have wanted to take the money. I would never have wanted to give the money. So then it'll be nesina b'toyis, and you should give it back. All right. Now there are other halachas I want to mention on halacha beis, which we didn't get to last week. They're velt halachas, but why not? You know, it's kishmak and yonim. First of all, it says avek ribbis ein yetzah b'dayonim. Right. So I could just said the marit has the following case. What happens if, we'll take a simple case, I borrowed money from Reuven and I wanted to throw him appreciation. It was Taka Toich Yimei Havol. So I go over to his associate or his Chavrusa and I say, do me a favor, give this to Reuven. Or let's say I want to throw him a matana. Give this to Reuven. I'm appreciative that he lent me money. I'll even attach a note, a box of chocolate, whatever it is. Give this to Reuven. You know, I'm thankful for his loan. Now, Reuven didn't get the money yet. Now it's Biyad Shliach. It didn't get the yet. Now the Nesayrer, that they have a problem here, maybe there's a Ribbis issue, maybe it's Avak Ribbis. What do you do in such a case? Sorry? So I'm sending it from Loiva to Marva, which is right now it's Biyad Shliach. The Shliach is going to give it to the Marva. I instructed the Shliach, bring this and give this to Reuven. So the Zokta Marit, very good. Zokta Marit is Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera. Maritz brings down a famous Bavusta Taisis, but it's Kedai to mention. It's Yisrael Taisis.
Take it back.
We
didn't give it yet.
What did he do?
Don't let him give it.
That's the Shaila. The Shaila, what are you ready, Zeichen? Normally, if I give you something to be Zeichen for Reuven, the second you picked it up, you were Zeichen for Reuven. So, okay, let the Einschlag Levare is really the Kanakuda, but let me just mention the Maritz. And then, so I sent a present biyad shliach. Normally, if I say tenu or zchu, so you could be zochel adam shalai bavonov, he was zeichet for him, I sent him as a shlichis, it should work, and Yenna should get it. Over here, I sent a biyad shliach, and now it's Nesayr the Shaila. Zok to Marit, Reuven was not zeichin it yet, and since ain't shlich ledvar veiro, forget, now there's a chiv to give it back. This chiv didn't, it's not lazif, he was already zeich in it, and now we have a shiloh of latzizi de shemayim, and if it will be ribbis mulcheres, there's no chiv latzizi shemayim. So to my rib, because enshlich ledvar veiro, the whole thing is bottom, and that's if Ruvay never got it. And he brings a riot. So he says, the Gemara in Bab Metzia, Daf Yonah Mebei says, if someone, a kohen, sends a shliach to be mekadesh a grusha for him, a kohen sends a Yisrael to be mekadesh a grusha on behalf of the kohen, and the kohen's ala marry a grusha. Straight this week's parasha says Zaktaisis that because of, actually it's the second teretz of Taisis, because ein shlich ledvar avera, not only is the avera not mesiachis to the meshalech, which is parasha pshat ein shlich ledvar avera, but the whole maisa is bottom. The first heretz of Taisis seems not like that. The first heretz of Taisis seems that avada the kedushin is chal and she's mekudeshes to the kohen, but the kohen wasn't even aver because ein shlich ledvar avera, so it's the shliach's headache, not the kohen's headache, not the meshalech's headache. But the second Taisis says, the second heretz says that because ein shlich ledvar avera, therefore the whole mais is bottom, the whole kedushin wasn't chal at all. That's the Taisis. Marit wants to say that even the first Teretz HaTaisis is really moided to the second Teretz HaTaisis. And really both Terutzim hold that when you hold Enshlik Dvaver, the Maisa is bottom. So too, Zokta Marit, if Abizoy here too, if I sent a shlichus of ribis to the Meshalech, Avak ribis, ribis mocheres, whatever it is, since ain shlich ledvar, the whole shlichus is bottled, the whole shchi is bottled, shchi is metam shlichus, the whole thing is bottled, and the guy wasn't even zeich in it, and he has to give it back. It's not, it doesn't go into the regular gedorim of whether there's a chivlat zeich shemayim or not. His bechal doesn't have to give it back. Bechal has to give it back, because he was never zeich in it. That's Marit. Now, if you look in the Marit, he's not so happy 100% with it, because he says the Taisis is svart, is a mechudesh tekavart, and yesh laim b'zeh. But the way the Piskei Teshuvah, if you look, Piskei Teshuvah brings it down in Sif Kohen Beis, he just brings it down straight, ein mais of klum. And I think Rabbi Kivego also brings it down that yeden shlik ledvar ve lo zakh mav ve yakh loy ve loy me she yuk solay. So even if it's a shlik to mav, it's in a mav made the shlik to be zakh fem, I'll take the extreme. I told the person I'm going to send it with I know someone's going to yeshiva, I'm going to send it with that guy going to yeshiva and he'll give it to you. Fine, and you made him a shlik, have a peek in shlik to dvar ve ro, and he was never zakh in it. That's one important yisoid. Another important yisoid which I didn't mention last week. If you already gave it to the Ruvain and the Ruvain was already zeich in it, and now we have the regal gedorim, whether it's be a chiv or the tzitzit sidei shemaim. If it will be.
No, exactly.
Who's aver is it? Well, if you hold ein shlich ledvar aver, so then the shlichus wasn't kayim, but once he gave it to Reuven and Reuven himself picked it up, at that point Reuven was eichid personally, not the chashliach. So at that point Reuven will be over
the
issa.
What the shlich
did? The Reuven himself. If Reuven already received it, the meister shlichus is bottle, doesn't count, and once it gets to Reuven's once it gets to Reuven's possession, once Reuven gets to it, he receives it, so Reuven will be over the Issa. Faket, he's the one who's eichin it by himself. At that point, he did the Avera by himself, and he'll be over the Avera. But Enecham, if it didn't get to Reuven, the whole thing is about the Enchlik of the Avera.
If you gave if it was given to a Shlish, the ribs, and the Shlish gives it to that person, there's no problem with
ribbis. It's a Shitas Rashi Grado, and there are ways, it's not so across the board. You're right, it's a Ramo, there's a Kavizas on it. But over here, at least the Shlik is at bottom. But if I finally give it to Yena, and it's my money, and the Shlik wasn't Zeich in my money yet, and it's like I did a Maisa Koif, let's say I sent it to him, so his Zechia doesn't count. But by the time the Malva gets the money, the Malva is Zeich by himself, then in the Chami, the Malva will be over there. So
got it.
So he should not give it to him.
Even if
the Mishalech, you mean?
The Mishalech.
Oh, then he doesn't want Reuven to get it.
So then it's not even.
Then it's nothing. That was the only scene of Batois. Sorry? Correct, which will go, it really touches on something in Halakha Sivdala, which hopefully we'll get to tonight. Okay, another important point, which I wonder, is also klaliistic. It says in the Mechaba that when you have Avak Ribbis, even though it's in the Yetzu B'dayonim, still, in Bolas Yizdei Shemayim, Chayiv Laksis, still there's a Chiv Lotz Yizdei Shemayim. When there are things, and this is not the only place there's a chiv latzis shemayim, there are a lot of things that there are chivivim latzis shemayim, whether it's grom, whether it's leroyv. When you have something which is latzis shemayim, we get this question very often, and the party that has a chiv latzei zeh shemayim is not familiar with the halacha, and perhaps he even thinks that he's chayv b'dini adam, and he comes back and he wants to give me the money, must I notify him and tell him, oh, well, one second, you have to realize you're really not mechiv to give me the money, it's only a chiv latzei zeh shemayim. Do I have to tell him that or not? Means, in this case, let's say I gave the malva avek ribis, and the malva realized afterwards it's avek ribis, he goes, yes, his rabbi, the rabbi says, yes, you even this, it's avek ribis. Oh, so he comes back to the loiva and says, you know, I asked my rabbi said it's avek ribis, I'm now allowed to take it, here, take it back. Must the loiva stop him and say, one second, min adin, b'dini odom, you have a right to keep the money. You only have a chiv latzei zeh shemayim to give me the money. Or could we just assume, that's fine, if you want to give me the money, no questions asked, I'll take your money. That's not a problem. Do we have to clarify and determine that he really knows that he's pata b'dini adam, he's only chayv latzei zeh shemayim, and that's why he's giving it? Or, why? Because we're choshed that maybe he thinks he's really chayv b'dini adam. And if he thinks chayv b'dini adam, so the whole nesina was betoiz. Because maybe if it would only be chayv latzei zeh shemayim, he wouldn't bother giving it back to me. So yedei shemayim, maybe he's not holding by. He's only holding by doing something that he asked him in adin. Must I tell him or not? So the Piskei Tshuva brings down the Tshuva space, Yaakov. And the Beis Yaakov, if you look in the tshuva, he says two steps. He says, loy mi boy, he says, avad, if the person, when he's giving you the money, says, here, take back the ribis because I owe it to you, like I have a chiv b'dini adam, he makes that toys. Avad, you have to stop him and say, no, you don't have the chiv b'dini adam, it's only chiv latzei shemayim. Rethink if you want to give it to me. It was a maisa with Rava, by Kimle b'dirabim b'nei, someone was a baba machteris, stole something from Rava. Dikri from Rava, Gemara in Sanhedrin, and there's a halacha, Baba Makhtez, Akimelech B'drabim, he doesn't have a chiv chazara, and they went to Rava to give it back to him, and Taisa said that Rava didn't take it. Why? Because Rava said, and it's mashmois at least, of Taisus is that they were only willing to give it. Taisus said they're only willing to give it if they're chayv b'dini adam. Means kilo, like they read duch with Rava, you know, here, take it back, because we're chayv to you, b'dini adam, and Rava said, I'm not taking it. Because you're not chayv b'dini adam, it's only chiv latzei zeh shemayim. Kimle d'rabban eizah patur. You don't have a chiv b'dini adam. It's only chiv latzei zeh shemayim. So if I'm now allowed to take it from you, if you want to give it anyway, gezen tait. God, in that case, they didn't want to give it. So that's why it's very good. Rava stamped them. But the Beis Yaakov said, lo mi boy, in such a case, where lahedju, he says, here it is, chiv b'dini adam. But even min astam, the Beis Yaakov says, you always have to be choishish. Maybe he's only giving it back to you because he thinks he has a chiv to give it to you. But if he would know that he's really pata b'dini adam, he won't give it back to you. And it's only chiv latzei shemayim, so therefore you have to be medim. That is the Beis Yaakov.
Isn't he really
mechuyev?
The
pshat
is bezin
can be goyver. He's only chiv latzei shemayim. That he shouldn't get an einish or whatever it is. No, not so posh, because you're going to see in Siv Gimel that he can't do tfisa. So he really doesn't mamish owe it to you, but he has a chiv latzei shemayim. So therefore you have to notify him. That's the Beis Yaakov shita. Now the maisa is over here. I don't see chokim over here, the mafarshim, but actually there is a ksais in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Ayin Hay, brings down this Chuvis Beis Yaakov, because there's no Ge'ed. They also, there was a chiv latzei zeh shemayim over there too. What was his case over there? Well, if it's Ayin Hay, it had to be one of two cases. Either we're talking about a case where it was Bari Vishema, that means I go over to you and I tell you that I lent you $100, and you tain el adam, you tain, I don't remember ever borrowing money. It's Bari Vishema, la Bari Odif. But since there was a tiny tfiyas bar, and you don't know, the loiva doesn't know, so there's a chiv latzei zeh shemayim, and there's one halacha nine hay. Or the case would be where there's a cheskas chiv, I lent you money, and you know that, and we both forgot whether you paid me back, so in that case, there's also a chiv latzei zeh shemayim to give it back. I don't remember which case the ksais is going on, but that's over there in Siman Ayin Hay. So on that, the ksais says that if the guy offers to give you the money and pay you, he brings on the Beis Yaakov. The Beis Yaakov says you have to stop him and say, by the way, you don't owe me in B'dini Olam, it's only a chiv latzei zeh shemayim. And the Ksais himself argues, Ksais is not true. He brings Rayas that it's not true. There's a cloud, Nechale de Leke Bemnuse. Taisi says a person, Minastam, you could assume he would like to keep his word. He wants to be trustworthy. So to Ksais, Madoch, if a guy said that he's going to sell you something, it was the case of Dov Shalob Aloylam, we could assume Nekele de Lake Bamnuse, he would like to go through with the deal, and you don't have to mention it to him. Kol Shekain, a person has a chiv latzei zeh shemayim, certainly Nekele de Lake Bamnuse de Shemayim, he wants to keep, you know, not latzei zeh shemayim, not have an oinish. Havada, you don't even have to ask him, Havada, you're allowed to accept the money, because Minastam, you could assume then he's willing. He wants to cover Sai Bidini Adam, and even without Bidini, even only being Chayv Latzi Deshmaim, he would like to do that too. You don't have to be Choysher. If the guy tells you, I'm giving it to you only because I think I'm Chayv Bidini Adam, yeah, then you have to stop him. But Minastam, you could assume that it's, that he's happy to give it, he wants to give it, even if it's only a Chayv Latzi Deshmaim. That is excise. The Achreinim on excise. Rabbi's case we're talking about with the guy with the Ganovim said Lahedja, they want to do tshuva and we think we owe it to you, so here it is. And that's what the Ksai says. Mama, she brings that Rabbi, he says that that's not right, because only because he said Lahedja, then I'm asking him to. But min hastam, you could assume that the person wants to be Mekayim Achiv Lot Tzidei Shemaim.
What style is it by Nesina B'Toyah? What does the Mekabel have at the end? What din does the Mekabel have?
Well, if we, there are Klolim called Mechila B'Toyah. Not every Nesina is a Nesina B'Toyah. So if it's a Nesina Batois and Iganis, he's holding on to someone else's money, shall like it in. So either he could be a Gazlin or a Kahavoy, you have to know how to say the Nusa. Could be called, at least cause man, he wasn't Maitzi the Mammon, he would have a Chiv to give back that money. If he was Maitzi the Mammon, maybe it's a regular Havon, maybe because the guy forgave it Medaita, he gave it to you, maybe it was Batois, but he gave it to you willingly. The price can discuss it, it's Nageh to other Inyanim. But the Achrayim argue with the Ksais Israelis. And there's a Risa Zalman and Evan Ozel in the Hashmatis, in the back of Tain Venitin. He would like to be Matziah, sort of a Pshara. He has a number of kashas, but sort of in the middle, he wants to be a Matziah, a Pshara, that the Beis Yaakov was only talking about before he gave it. Before he gave it, you have to tell him, don't give it to me unless you know that you only have Lotzi Teshemayim. And the Ksais is Rais, we're talking about where you already gave it, that the Ksais proves from the Gemara, and from two Gemaras, whatever, the Ksais proves that it's a Nesina, that it is a Nesina, we could assume in Astam it was a good Nesina and he meant it. He can't claim it was a Nesina Batois. So he said all those Rais are only that after you gave it, you don't have the Anan Sa'adi to break the Nesina. Means it's very Yitachin that he would have given it to you anyway, even if it's only Chiv Lotzi Teshemayim. So you don't have the Anan Sa'adi. Tzvam Shabalei, if he gave you something, and you don't know for sure that he didn't mean to give it to you, B'chai Gavno, so therefore you're allowed to keep it. So it's Tzvam Shabalei. You can't create a Mechila B'Toyes out of it. But before he gave it to me, Avada Zakri Sazam and Avada, you have to tell him, don't give it to me unless you realize that you only Chiv Lotzi Teshemayim. That's his, like, sort of Pshara to shtim all the rice. Side the Beis Yaakov and side the Ksais. But it's clearly, if you look inside Beis Yaakov Ksais, they were arguing. Beis Yaakov held it all the way. Side Koidim, Side Achakak. The Mashmoitz of Beis Yaakov is it blives in the scene of a toy, so you got to give it back. And according to the Ksais Fakert, the other way, Ksais says you're allowed to even take it. And the Mirza Zalman has this pshar in the middle. All right.
You can make another thing also, but Bori Veshemo, pshar is according to the Bori, he's Takamachuyev to you. So when he gave it to me, it was really coming to me. It wasn't Lotzei Tzishmaim, it was
Mamash Mine. Like I said, I don't remember exactly which case Ksais was talking about. I would have to look it up. Maybe it's talking about, like I told you, we have a Cheskes Chiv and it was a Shema V'Shema. But, alright, I hear you, Sarah. Alright, let's move on to Halacha Siv Gimel. Avak Ribis. Im Tafes Loivim Misha Ma'ova Mafkinim. We mentioned this before, that even though there is a chiv lotes yedei shemayim ba'avek ribis, but roiv rishainim, and that's how we pass in, hold, that im tofes loivim mishal malva, if the loiva wants to be tofes from the malva and get this avek ribis, it's mafkinim minei. We take it back from the loiva. The loiva has no right. He doesn't have a skos to go into the malva's rishos and take it from him bal korchai. If the malva wants to be mekayim, his chiv lotes yedei shemayim kol agavod, that he could do. But the loiva has no right to take it from the malva. Now, if you look in the Shach, Sivkot and Dalid, the Shach says, Nir Dafko, this whole halacha is talking about Avek Ribis Lekuli Alma, where it's Klo Lekot LePaiskim that is only dealing with Avek Ribis. Aval Heikad Yesh Machlekes Ben HaPaiskim. But if there's a Machlekes Ben HaPaiskim, you have Avek Ribis or Ribis Ksivtza. If you have a Shiloh, let's say it's a Machlekes, some place can hold it was only Avek Ribis, and some place can hold it's actually Ribis Ksivtza, which is Yoitza B'Dayonim, right? So it's a Shiloh now, it's Suffolk, whether it's Yoitza B'Dayonim or not. And when you have this suffix, we mentioned that the Shach Shita is that if you have a suffix ribis ktsutza, the malva katayna kimli, and you cannot be mitzi it from him, and the bezin is still ematzian, it's still not yaitze b'dayonim. But if the loiva will go ahead and chap it, now the table is turned, ematzian ma'loiva yitofis, because the loiva katayna kimli, I hold that it was ribis ktsutza, and I hold that ribis ktsutza, since it was ribis ktsutza, it's yaitze b'dayonim, so I'm entitled to this money, so I'm not going to give it back to you. argue. Avada calls when I wasn't taifis it, you katana kimli, it's only avagribis, and you need not give it to me minadin. But once I'm taifis it, now the tables turn. I say faket, kimli, that it was ribis ksutza, and it is yetib adyanim, and you have a chiv to give it to me, and I am entitled to it, and I'm going to keep it. That's the shak shita.
They make a star with the bezin originally. So do you say whatever that bezin is, that's what they have to go like, or they can say kimli azoid?
No, unless they were makabel the das of the bezin. A lot of shtar is right. You know, if there's any dispute arising from this deal, you know, we will submit ourselves to binding arbitration by bezin pleni. So then you go boss of bezin pleni. What the rabzak is, but if you don't have that binding arbitration clause, so it's relevant who the seifer was. It doesn't make a difference who the seifer was. So if you have a shiloh, if it's avak ribas ribas ksutza, the shach holds that if you are taifis it will work. Now bchalal. What you see in the shach is a major chiddush. The underlying principle of the shach is he named them for a davar pasha that if it would be vadei ribus ksutza, let's say, then a vadei tfisa would work. His chiddush was that if it's a sovik, avik ribus ksutza, then I ketane kimli and now I'm the toughest. But if it will be ribus ksutza, it's a davar pasha by the shach. They don't even make an issue out of it. A vadei tfisa would work. Now I have problems with it. It's not I have problems with it. The place I have problems with it is that we know we're going to learn in Bet Hashem and Sif Hey that Ribis Ktsutza, even if it is Ribis Ktsutza, and even if it is Yaitav Adayanim, but there's no Shiba Nechasim. For example, if the Malva dies, the Yoshim of the Malva need not give back the money. Even if the Malva is alive, Bezin is not Yerdin L'Nechasav. Bezin cannot be Goyve Shalimi Daitoy. Bezin could beat the living daylights out of the guy. That's what it says in Sif Hey, right, Achatetzi Nafshay. But Bezin, and that's how, quote unquote, it's Yetzib Adayonim, we convince him to give it. We have methods of convincing. But it's not that I could be Yerdin L'Nechasav. Bezin can't be Yerdin L'Nechasav. Means he doesn't have the regular normal Choyv. It's not like I lent him money, he owes me money, and if I could be Typhus. It's not his. Well, it means how does the Tfisa have a schus? Where does it work? Bezin themselves, let's take it to an extreme. Bezin themselves can't be Yardin L'Nechasav. They themselves can't be Tfis. If that Tfis, it's a Tfis, it doesn't work. The Baal Din himself wants to be Tfis. It's not his din to be Tfis. It's a mitzvah saseh that he has to give back. He has to be Mechaya the Loiva. It's a special mitzvah saseh that the Torah said that a Malva Beribis Ktsutza has a Chiv to give it back. Without that mitzvah saseh, then the Malva would keep the money. It means Minadin, really the money belongs to him. Minadin, the deal that he made, the ksitza that he made, was binding. I lent you $4 for $5. That was any. It's a real deal, just like any other deal. That's it. It's a binding contract. Now, comes along the Torah and says it's Ribbis Ksusa. How vite did the Torah say? They say, yeah, Ribbis Ksusa, you're not allowed to take it. But now that I did take it, was Dr. Torah, they says you can keep it, just you have a mitzvah saseh to give it back. It's my personal mitzvah saseh. If I have a chiv to shake a lulav, so you could be taifas my lulav, what does it have to do with you? It's my personal mitzvah saseh that I have to give back the money. But you're not my baldin. I don't owe you the money, so to speak. You don't have a schus in my money. It's my money because you owed me the money, the Ribbis Ksutza. I have a mitzvah saseh to give you the money. Even that cash. Once you gave me that envelope, I was licking that envelope. That envelope is mine. Now that's mine, I have a special mitzvah saseh to give it back. It's very nice. But now you're going, who made you an apotropos for Ribbono Shel Olam to be taifas my mitzvahs? It's my mitzvah. If I want to be Mekayim the mitzvah, fine. If I don't, Bezin will convince me to be Mekayim the mitzvah. But how could you go ahead and be taifas the money from me?
Can you say the Torah made a kengezel?
Sorry?
Can you say last week?
The lashon is a Torah making kengezel, yes, because the taking from you was kengezel, but the chiv hashava that I have means how I took it from you, I did a be'is and I shouldn't have taken it from you, I was mechasa mamun chaver shleikedin, and that's a form of gezel, like any other, like a no, a ribis, or like gezel, whatever the Gemara compares Israel, it's true. But now that I was zeichin the money, it's my money. You want it back, I have a mitzvah saseh, but why you, my baldin, to be taifas, have even the right to taifas? So if you look, there's a Chuvus Rav Kiv Egan, the Ksav HaChosem, and then the new Rav Kiv Egan is bothered by this. Rav Kiv Egan makes a new Amtsah, and Grada Yeshua Yisrael, also in Chav Ches, in Chav Ches, in Chayshim Mishpat, the Ilim Mikot Ne'iloi, also says the same Vart. Mamish, Shneim Nevim, this Navda was Shalei B'Signe Necha, but it's the same Vart. He says like this, that Avada your tfisa is nothing. Avada, you're not a baldova here to be taifas for me at all. Who are you? You're nobody. Navas, it's just it's a policy of Bezdin, and Bezdin doesn't get involved to aid and abet Rishoyim. We don't do those things. So he says it's true that the loiva has no right to be Teufis. And it's true that the loiva has to give back the money because he has no schus in it. But on the other hand, the malva has a chiv lotis yidei shemayim to make sure the loiva keeps the money. So if Bezdin is going to get involved, what are we actually doing? We're going to be taking money from the loiva, giving it back to the malva, even though the malva is a chiv to give it to the loiva. So we're aiding Rishayim, we're aiding the malva to get back his aves ribis, which was faket, supposed to be going the other way, where he's supposed to be giving it to the loiva.
So
avek ribis. Oh, sorry. You're right. I correct myself. Ribbis ksutza. Ribbis ksutza, forget, the malva, 100%. The malva has a chiv, right, even bedin. The malva has a chiv, a mitzvah say to give it to the loiva. So, ena kanami, mitzvah the loiva had no right to be teifis. But on the other hand, the bezdin is not going to get involved to take money from the loiva and give it back to the malva. That's aiding the malva, that's aiding his rishis, because he has a mitzvah say to make sure the loiva keeps the money. So it's more of a policy. Is that Bezdin stays out. It means the loiva had no right to be Teufis. He's not a man d'yoma to be Teufis. And if he is Teufis, be'emes, he should give it back.
Just, he shouldn't be able to use the money either now.
He should be able to use the money as well because it's really the malva's money. Correct? And they go a step weiter. They say that a nafka minhu will be, well, one nafka minhu is Zakri Kivega and Ishus Yisrael is, we have our halacha, which we just mentioned, that if the malva dies, the yorshim of the malva have no chiv to pay back Rebbe's ksusa. So Zakri Kivega, the halacha is going to be that once the malva dies, then Bezdin is going to force the loiva to give back the money to the yorshim. Because to the malva, we're not going to get involved because then we'll be aiding the rishis. But the yorshim of the malva have no chiv to give it to the loiva. So once the malva dies, the Bezdin will get involved and make sure that the loiva gives back this money to the yorshim of the malva. It means Bezdin, the loiva wasn't taken at all. Another nafkimi they mention is that the Shu Sisra mentions that the malva has a right to be teifis back. It means the malva, if you have a schus in it, so it's yours. So, it's paid back. But here, since Bezdin, that money doesn't belong to you, you have no right to be Teufis, so the malva has a right to take the money back. So it comes out, it's interesting. This Tfisa is unlike any other Tfisa we have in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Normally, Tfisa means you have a schus mamon, and it's a sofer, kimli, whatever.
This, it's really more like Kol HaTorah.
It's not even that. Kol HaTorah might be a shtickle of a rai, have them in the Mephoshim say it might be a schus or whatever. This is not even that. This is mamish gzela, just Bezdin has a policy. You know, either way, we're going to be helping out Rishayim. You know, so shev al tasa, we don't get involved.
It's not mashma the shach is learning that way, because then how does it touch up with what you're going to do between the avgrus?
No, so if you have a suffix, obviously it's a good suza.
It still won't help because the tmisa is not real tmisa.
Yeah, but Bezdin's not going to get involved to be mited from you to aid
right,
the malvus rishis.
It's the use of it.
No, who said the loiva has any use of it?
Achim may rest mishonis have to give the money back.
Correct.
So it's not going to be any really use.
Correct. The shach doesn't say that he has a right to use it. The shach just says, Eim atzim aloiva yitavis. Bezdin will not be mited from aloiva if he does a maisa tfisa.
Yeah, but he doesn't mean that.
I agree with you.
Then there will be moitzia.
I agree.
He means there'll never be moitzia. And it's not true.
I agree with you. All right. Well, maybe the other guy will die first. Okay, we can get out of that problem.
It doesn't matter who dies first.
Well, it might. Whatever. Okay, we have to learn later on the dogma of Vava. But
once the malva dies, and the yorshim would take us, would the rabbi also say?
Once the malva, if the malva dies, and we have the money right now.
The way they had been
taifas. Right, so really the malva has a right to be taifas back.
Okay, the malva dies, and now the yorshi malva will taifas from the way.
So that's fine, they'll keep it.
Very good. Now the way that wants to be taifas back.
Can't. He's a gazlan. Because Bezdin, he has no chiv anymore.
So the Makabe really should have said, Abba Firlis and Tafas Levi Mishal Mavo and Mishal Yorsha Mafkina Minai.
Why?
You're telling me the
Leva
can't keep it.
The Leva can't. Yeah, nothing to do with Ribbis Ksutza. Now you're talking about regular Abba Ribbis?
I'm telling you, even by, I mean,
Avagrib is a loiva can never be typhus. It's a Mishomava, Kochikin. I mean, well, I don't know, Kochikin, but Stam. I mean, I don't know if every halacha has to mention the Yorushim. It's a Stam within. And Tafas loiva Mishomava, Mafkinamine. If it's mafkinim minay from the malva, kochkin mafkinim minay from his yorshim, right? Because he's a weaker schus when he's dealing with the yorshim. But here it's okay. When talking about Ribbis Ktsutsa, that's the hamtzah of Rikiv Eig and the Yeshuas Yisrael. Avakribis, we mafkinim minay from the loiva because he has no schus to be typhus. Ribbis Ktsutsa seems from the shach he has a schus. If it's a sofik, Ribbis Ktsutsa avakribis, the shach says vaiti ketaina kimlin have a right to be typhus.
Why is it good? This svar kivay gesvar bez.
Doesn't
want to help the
malva. Right, no, I messed up. Maybe Lotzi Zeshemayim, that's I messed up. Lotzi Zeshemayim Vaisoy doesn't bother Bezin. That's not considered Edim Rishoyim. It's only when Zechiv Menadin, he has a mitzvah sasei that he has like Ribbis Ktsutsa Yetzvah Diyonim. In that case, Bezin doesn't get involved. In that case, they stay away.
That the Machabe could say Avach Ribbis, or even Ribbis Ktsutsa when it's in the hands of the Yerushayim Malva, it will also be.
Okay, so Grad that you're going to see later on is a. All right, we'll have to wait to Sifain Zivov for that. Rather than before I should mention it.
Again, in Svara, so...
In Svara, really, the guy did nothing. He's not my man, the Yoma.
But
Bezin, it's just a policy... Who's the he? The Malva?
The Malva owes below the $100, and I have that $100, but it's not that $100, it's a different $100.
But he doesn't owe you. No, he doesn't... No, that's what you have it wrong. He doesn't owe it to you. The Malva... owes it to the Rabbi Nishul Adam, says Vig. He has a chiv, it's been Adam Lamakum that he has a chiv to give $100. To who? To the Leiva. But he doesn't owe you the money. You're a nobody. You're not his man, Diyama. That's what they say. Now, Grada.
Separate Ribbis from Zela completely. Even though he's called a Gazlan, it's known as nothing.
Well, we see that there's Nafkamin is a Gazlan who dies. His Yerushan don't have a chiv to return. Avada they have a chiv. A Gazlan who's alive. Bezin Yerushan the Chosef. You see that there are Chalukim here, that this is not a regular chiv. It's only Mitzvah Sasei. So if it's only Mitzvah Sasei, who are you to be Teifitz? That's their Hanacha. Right. That's the. Now, this svara of Rikiv Eiger, really it's not Me'inyono here, but just to show you whether we say this type of a svara or not, we don't want to aid, we step back. That svara is not so positive. If I... You saw him from Yorushim only if they have Kaka. Now this is a consagoyin and we're going even from Matatalin. But let's take a typical case. Reuven owes Shimon money and Reuven dies. So if Reuven leaves over real estate, good, Yerushim have to pay up the chayv. If Reuven doesn't leave over real estate, he only leaves over metaltalin, then Bezin cannot be goyver from those metaltalin. They're not meshubet to the chayv. There might be a mitzvah, lefroy chayv etzavim, but Bezin cannot be yerd. There's a halacha over there, mafush halacha, that if the malva is toifis from those metaltalin, we take it away from the malva. We give it back to the yisoyimim. We give it back to the Yerushim because he has no right to be zeich in those metaltein. There's no shibur in those metaltein. And if you look over there, there's a nesivus who explains that even though the yisoyimim have a chiv mitzad them, mitzah lefrei chayvus aviyim, and it could be even a mitzah d'oraisa that they have to pay back the malva, but since the malva had no right to be toifis it, so every second the malva is holding on to these metaltein and shalei kedin, he's a gazlan. And Bezin will get involved to stop him from doing a ma'isek zeila every second, and they will take the metaltein out of him and give it back to the yisoyimim. So just showing you that this type of structure is not so partial. We find other areas that even though sort of Bezin's locked in a position, you know, on one hand he has a mitzvah, on the other hand he's a gazlan. Here Rikiv Eiger and Yeshus Yisrael are suggesting that if a Bezin should Bezin should stay out. Over there you see Nesivus holds farket. Nesivus says a Bezin gets involved, takes away from the gazlan, and gives it back to the assignment. So it's not so partial, this whole
special thing by Yisrael.
Yeah, but it wasn't because to native to Yisayim. It was the vodis that since it's only they only have a mitzvah, the Sivus Rezok, he's Oivik Zela. Every second, Bezin will stop him from Oivik Zela, even though the Yorshim have a mitzvah sasei. Or a mitzvah, it's a child if it's a deraisa drabonin. Alright, but anyway, the steamist at Dvorim is not mashma like Rikiv Eiger. And the child is, so what is pshat? And to add to it, is that we have rayas, and chuvis, and chuvis, rashbah, we have other rayas that. If I tain, let's say I have a dintaria with you. Come to a dintaria and say, you know, I gave you Ribbis Ktsutsa and give it back to me. And you tain al adam, you never gave me Ribbis Ktsutsa. It's my word against your word. And I'm mourning you in a bezin for my Ribbis Ktsutsa. The halacha is bezin's mechayvi u'shvu'is hases. You have to swear to affirm that you takid never took Ribbis Ktsutsa from me. Now, if I'm not your baldovo, how can I make you make a shvu'ah? If I'm not your man, the Yoma, it's between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. Do tshuva, don't do tshuva, do whatever you want. Where does it come to a bez? How does bezin get involved in?
About I'm your baldava, but it comes to taking it back from you. That's between you and Yehudah. But
Zuchav,
I'm the one that you and Aisha.
But that's the issue you did for me. So maybe I will be Michael, maybe I won't be Michael.
If there was Rivas or not. I'm coming to Bez to say that you took Rivas for me.
What are you going
to do? The schus that you have for a shrew is because you have a schus tviya.
Hakim wants to break his bones or something, that you should go ahead and be Makayim as mitzvah.
That they could. But shrew is has
this. To get Bezin to do that.
So Bezin will beat him up, let's say. But Bezin can't, because why is my word better than the other guy's word? But a shrew says this is because I have a tviya on you. I have a tviya's moment. If you have a tefillah moment and it's a bari against a bari, we're mechayiv you with shvuas eses, because I have a shvuas chodesh, I'll get a shvuas eses out of you. But if I'm not your man the yama, if I'm not your, let's say someone else, not the loiva would come, Ruvin and an edek would come, you know, Yana took ribitz ktsutza, and he denies it. You're gonna make a shvuas eses. What are you gonna make him do? And the baldova doesn't care. Baldova's not here, so the loiva is not here. So is any there's no din, and then he's not even edek. He's not geir baldova. So what type of din? Where does he have a right to be mechayev shvuas eses? He's not the man the yama b'cham. So I could go to Bezin and give him Malkis Mardis because he did a rishis to me.
He did it.
I know he did it to me. So he pained me. You're right. So he pained me and he asked. So I'll go to Bezin and ask him, Bezin, you got to make him ask mechila from me because I'm b'shmoif and not being mechilim. But the shvuas eses means I have a tefillah moment. Where's my tefillah moment to be mechayev shvuas eses? I'm not a man the yama to be tevei from him. That's a kasha.
You can't make me
oisman. Who cares? I'm the loiva. The loiva was the person.
Right to come to Bezin
and ask for what?
And money, whatever Bezin could do for me.
So what could Bezin do?
Go ahead and get the money out of this guy. They should get it.
But they can't because my word against his word. So all Bezin has left.
I have a shrua to go ahead and make it oisman my word again.
But what's a shrua? Shrua is only you have a lot of cases. It's not really for now. But in Hilchos Shrua says there are other cases that. If there's no tefillah moment involved, even if it's a bari against a bari, there's no makom for shvuas eses. So all shvuas eses is if indeed taka he would be moida, let's say he would owe you the money. So now that he's kaifa, get him with a shvuah. But even if he would be moida, he wouldn't owe me the money because I'm not his man the yama. So how could I get him to make a shvuas eses? All right. That's the Achronim Yeses Kasha. And from here they prove, Shmuel Rezalski has a share on it, the Rebino, there are a lot of Achronim who say that Akokok you see from here, that is a whole different Deitch. Akokok you see, Avant it's only a mitzvah zasei. Avant it's not a prosta chiv that he has from me, taka in a konami. You don't have a shiva nechasim and no chiv on the yoshim. But what was the mitzvah zasei? The mitzvah zasei gufa was that the Rebbeinu Shalom put on him a chiv to pay me the money. It means the mitzvah is. Creates the chiv to me. The mitzvah makes me the mandiyama. The mitzvah makes me his baldova. The enekrami, without the mitzvah, Yitak would be scot free. But now that he has the mitzvah is not stampe and grada the loiva. The mitzvah is you gotta give back the loiva. It's ke'en, let's say, it's like a gezel to ketin. It's really not a gezel, but the mitzvah I say makes it like a veshev es exela. The mitzvah I say makes it that he owes me the money and I'm his baldova that I can monish who has this. That's what the Shmuel says. And therefore, Zakti Mebino, who adin, the gabi tvisa, the mitzvah I say makes it that I could be toifis taka. Because the mitzvah say that he, taka, in the realm of mitzvah, says he owes me the money and I am his baldova and I have his chus in his money and if I could be toifis. Correct, for sure. But I became the baldova duch the mitzvah. The mitzvah makes it's a chiddush, but that's what they say and that's why tfisa could work.
And that's why Avak Rivas it won't work because there's no mitzvah as I say.
Correct.
Adim also can't, Adim of the understanding.
Correct, that's nothing. Right, it's only I'm his baldova, even though Be'etam I'm not a normal baldova, but mitzvah the mitzvah as I say, I become his baldova. Ben Echam if he dies and the Yerushim apart is no more mitzvah as I say, I'm taking out a baldova. But the mitzvah as I say makes it a baldova that I can be mechayev Yeshua and it can make a tfisa. Now, if you,
so why wouldn't Basin be able to be your nechasim?
That's a din, there's no shiva nechasim. This mitzvah to say is only on his guf. He has a chiv to pay. But Bezin not your nechasim. It's like a mitzvah zlulav, it's like any other mitzvah. But he has no shiva nechasim. Now if you look, there's a Machan Ephraim, that Machan Ephraim quotes a Tshuvas Ranach. And I believe that the machloikas they have is this very same machloikas. I think it's Parshat. But the Ranach says a halacha, that let's say the loiva owes the malva money from some other source. Means we'll take it, let's say there were two halvois, one of $100, one avov, let's say $1,000 with $100 ribbis. And the loivon, this $1,000 avov, paid back the avov with ribbis $100. So now the malva owes the loiva, al pidin, ribbis ktutza, yetzib adayonim, the malva owes the loiva $100 because of the ribbis ktutza that he took. But at the same time, concurrently, it's still the loiva owes the malva $100 from a different chayv. It's two separate chayvis. Now we want to get the loiva, and that's what the loiva claims. We want to get the loiva to make a shvua that we want to get the loiva to, we want to get the... He wants to make a wash, yeah, but he wants to be able to be typhus in it, and by that, right. The let's say we want to get the loiva to make a shvua on his other chayv that Itaka owes the malva $100. And the loiva wants to swear that he doesn't owe him the $100. Why? Because it's a wash. Because the malva owes me $100 from this ribbis ksutza that he took. Means enechanami, betzem, I do owe him the $100 from that other chayv, but I want to be able to swear in bezin that I don't owe him a penny because the malva owes me the $100, and I'll call it a wash. I'll be, so to speak, it's a built-in fee. So I'll say, I'm going to withhold payment from that chayv that I owe him because he owes me for this ribbis ksutza.
What are you making a shmur for?
Yeah, but on the ribbis ksutza, let's say I'll give you a mosh. On the ribbis ksutza, he doesn't have edim. Let's say, so he won't. It's really two different dinim. So if that's two different dinim, he would have to prove his taina. But now that he was typhus, he can just go into bezin and deny the whole thing. Bezin doesn't have to know anything. You know, I won't disclose to him that I have any chayvis. That he asks me to make a shvua, and I'll say, La Adam, I don't owe him anything. And I'll know the reason why I don't owe him anything is because I attack him, but he owes me back, and I call it a wash. And the Ranach says that he's not allowed to do that. Why? So the Ranach, who is he? Who is he to be typhus that money? Like, because Yena owes him a mitzvah saseh. He says, we see Bezin's not Yerid L'Nechos. We see that there's Yerushimar N'Chayit. So you see it's not a regular Chayiv moment. It's only his mitzvah saseh. Because he has a mitzvah saseh to you, so therefore you could cancel out a Chayiv that you owe to him? How could that be? So if he's a Davad, he's not allowed to make such a shua, and he has to admit the truth that Taka owes him the $100. That's Ranach. So to Machar Ephraim, I don't know what Ranach is saying. It's not a short Machar Ephraim, Simen Dalek. One paragraph, the whole Simen. So I don't know what he's talking about. Hafusha Allah, that Tfisa works. It's part of that Tfisa works. It's a built-in Tfisa. I'm going to be Tfis of this Chayv, can I get that Chayv? You owe me money for Ribbit's suit, so I'm going to be Tfis. Avad, I can make a shua that you don't know me, that I don't owe you anything. He's Matmi on the Ranach. You're asking me, do I owe you money? I don't owe you money. Because at the end of the day, the net is I don't owe you money. I owe you $100, you owe me $100. I owe you nothing. Okay, you have to see how exactly the shua is going to be taken. But in principle, that's in Machar Ephraim's taina, that if tfisa works, it's a built-in tfisa, havad, it's a wash. What's going on? He doesn't see in the Ranach. Bleib shver. So I believe it's very partial that the Ranach held, like Rikki Veigel, and the Yeshua is Yisrael, that this partial tfisa is not a normal tfisa, it's not a regular tfisa, because you're not my baldova. For the very same rise that Rikki Veigel brings, he brings those rise. You see that you're not your Adelun Achosov, and you see that Yoshima Pata. It's only an Indian of a tfisa, whatever this is, a bezin, you know, laissez-faire, bezin won't get involved to aid in a bet Rishayim, but be'etim, bezin, it's not that you were zoich in the money, you're not the baldova to have a schus in the tfisa, so therefore the Ranach held about it's not a wash. And a macharayim nimdom for pashas like Dimri Binan on the other side that avad it's a regular tfisa because once there's a mitzvah to say the Torah is mechayiv you this chayiv that is the mitzvah to say in the pash of the mitzvah you are my bal chayiv and therefore I have a right to be tayfus so it is a wash so it comes out that this machlokes Rikki Veigel and Dimri Binan is really machlokes kaduma machlokes Ranach and Machna Ephraim. Now I should just mention agav. That their whole bachoik is, and how to done this, is you are a bachoik, you're not a bachoik, so bring a right from a shrew, you are a bachoik. That's the only reason why these paiskim felt that tfisa should not work, is because who are you? You're not my mandiyom, it's only my mitzvah. But I'm a subic, I have a different reason why I feel that tfisa might not work here. Nothing, even if you are my bachoik, I feel that tfisa should not work, like the ksais. There's a ksais in Simen Pei Zayin, ksais has a beautiful yisoid. To know how to be magdir in all the cases, because a lot of kashas on the tzais, but it's kiyadua. It's a people think that tfisa is a game. Oh, now I'm muchzik, you're muchzik. No, the kamarai is that the way tfisa works is that you are like a mini bezdin. Adam done din lanashe. It's not just, you know, a plain Adam done din lanashe. No, Adam done din lanashe. You are a bezdin to be done. Din lanashe. You have a right to be toifis Adam done din lanashe. And there are cases, let's say, where by Knossos the Rosh says, how does Adam done din lanashe work? Knossos is only nigba bebezin. So there are the Akhrenim who say, no, fakert, Adam done din lanashe. That is the psak din. When I'm toifis, that's where you have a psak din that you owe me the knas. The kam of a kam rise. It's really a shock and talk of a coin like that. The kam of a kam rise to this, that Adam done din lanashe, a tfisa, is a maisa bezdin. You're taking the law into your own hands, but you're acting as a bezin when you do it. Saktik says, b'chol mokim, the bezin is not yerdin l'nechosim. B'chol mokim that a chiv is not mechayev v'shib l'nechosim, tfisa is not going to work. Because what are you being taifis? You're going to my nechosim? Who are you? Avadim my man diyoma, but so what? Even if you would be bezin, you wouldn't be able to have a schus tfisa. You wouldn't be able to be goiva. So what are you doing? Your gvi is a gvi betois. You're nothing. You have no right. You have no schus on me to be goiva. You have a schus on me, let's say I owe you the money. But if bezin can't be yerdin nechosav, then your tfisa can't work to be yerdin my nechosav either. And this halacha we know in Sif Hei, we're going to learn, says that bezin's not yerdin nechosav when he talks about ribis ktsutza. So how could tfisa work, Pachal? If bezin themselves don't have a schus to be goiva nechosav shalei befanov, how could I go ahead and take the law into my own hands and make a gvi shalei befanov? How does it work that gvia?
But you see, the shock is no.
That you're my bal choy. The mitzvah makes a shibra guf that I owe you the money, and you're my man diyom and owing you the money. But I have no shibra nechasim. Bezin, you're to my nechasim. So whatever asset
gave me the right to be toifus.
The mitzvah gave me the right to mon you. That you are my man diyom or you are my bal dova. You owe me the money. No, it means you are my eved loy v'lishmalva. You are my eved. If you don't pay me, you're a gazlin. You have a mitzvah to pay me. You owe me that money.
Without the mitzvah, you're going to be a gazlin if you don't pay me that.
And without this mitzvah, say grad or not. What do you mean? Wait, without ribis ketzutza yetz v'dayam, that is
a cheder. No. The issue of ribis ketzutza, even if there was no mitzvah say for me to pay you back, the fact that the money is sitting by me, I'm still...
Only because there's a mitzvah say that ribis ketzutza is yetz. That mitzvah gives you the mitzvah say. Without that mitzvah say, you'd be able to keep some ribis ketzutza yourself. But the mitzvah say says that you owe me back the money. But you owe me back. It's a shibra gof. There's no shibra nechosim. Bezin cannot be yerdin nechosim. So if I'm yerdin nechosim, if I would somehow take you, yeah, then maybe, you know, if I would take and shizik that shibra gof, yeah, then I could be goiva. But whatever I'm being teifis, whatever metalton, whatever money I'm being teifis, I have no schus on that money. That money is not meshubit to pay me back. Bezin can't be yerdin to that nechosim. So how could I be din tfisa, which is only a shlichusayu, so to speak, of the bezin, how could that work? And if you tell me that it could, even though bezin can't be yerdin lechosim, which seemingly is the case, the lechari mikan raya, not like the ktsois. I saw a chari mikan other kashas in the ktsois, but I didn't see him ask from ribis ktsusa. So you see, it's not yetzav adayanim, yet the shaknams and fapashas, tfisa would work. The lechari you see in tesant, that even though bezin doesn't have that schus, but the baldin alein has that schus, means he has a greater schus than what bezin has.
You're allowed to be typhus, or if you're typhus?
Well, even if bezin would be typhus,
he has to stay away because
if bezin wants to be typhus, if bezin has no schus to be earned on the chosef, if they are typhus, they have to give it back. It's a tefisa shlegedin. That means they have no right holding on to my metaltalin. So if this baldin is typhus from me, how does he have a right to hold on to my metaltalin?
He doesn't, but again, bezin, you said, can't get involved. And the reason they can't get involved.
Oh, you mean if you're going to go like the other pshat? Yeah, no problem. It means you will have to say the ktsois must hold like Riki Vega that person. But I'm proving that shita shaloi mitam Riki Vega. Riki Vega, Yeshua, Yisrael, Ranak, all coming because they were coming from the fact that it's only mitzvah say, I'm not your baldova. I'm saying the next step, Zazayin, you are my baldova. Zazayin, you see by Shavuot says, you are my baldova. But what right do you have to be toifis if Bezin themselves can't be toifis? Means I'm proving another reason why Lucharei this tfisa is not a regular tfisa, but not mitam the Akhrenim. I didn't see anyone who said that, but it's not mitam the Akhrenim, it's mitam the ksais is for a whole different angle. Why? The Gedar Matfisa. Tfisa could only work with Bezin could be.
Would there be a difference between
Metalton
and
Mishubadim? There is no chesed. Bezin's not Yared Sait to Metalton Sait Mishubadim. Bezin's not Yared Lenachasa, period. His Nachasa are not Mishubit to pay me back. He only has a mitzvah on himself to pay me. It's not his, he doesn't have any Shibin Nachasim. So if he has no Shibin Nachasim, so how does my Tfisa work?
Doesn't have as big of a shibut the baldava, the leiva himself now becomes a bigger
but if the God, but yeah, but one thing. But if the baldava would have a
the malva directly to the leiva.
But if the I understand. But if the, now that's a mitzvah from the malva to the leiva. If the leiva good, but if the leiva correct. But does the bald that din baldava does he have? Does he have a schus in the shibun nechassim of the malva?
No, forget about shibun nechassim.
So if he has no schus in
the neither of them have a right.
Oh, so if he has no schus, so how is he being taifis? Whatever he's being taifis is nechassim.
The mitzvah is that the mal the mitzvah on the malva is to go ahead and give back the money to the leiva, and with that he's making the leiva into a baldover now on this transaction. So that fact that now the leiva is the baldover gives him a right to do things that Bezin normally would not be able to do.
When do you ever find Bezin? When do you? You owe me
a direct mitzvah.
Whatever I have, Lechaira, when I lend you money, and you regular simple kids, I lend you money and you owe me a real chai, you owe me the money. Bezin could do certainly whatever I can. Forget, I go to Bezin for a remedy, do me a get me the money out. Here, you have a schus to me, but Bezin can't get it. And I, Bezin, don't have a shim nechazim, but somehow my tfisa works better.
Yeah, but
Shu
also.
The Shu says it just makes me that you, Badawi, you taka owe me the money.
Bezin can't make
a no, Bezin is the one that administers the Shu, sure.
They can't
no, because you need a tfisa. Every time you need a tfisa, but once I have that tfisa.
Find such a thing where all of a sudden we created a new mitzvah where the chait has a new mitzvah to go ahead and make the one who's being
ba'avod right
into a baldover. You never find such
this is a new thing, and somehow. All right, but the Achrenim don't come from that angle, so maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I didn't see anyone who asked this kasha on the Ksois. They asked all the kasha on the Ksois, they don't ask from here. All right, let's try to chaper on one more sif. Loi Amru. Sif Dalid. Loi Amru da Avek Ribis Eina Yetzah B'Dayonim. This whole halacha that we said Avek Ribis not Yetzah B'Dayonim is only Elo B'Sha'okal HaMalva Medasa Loiva. The Malva ate, so to speak. He received the money from the Loiva, the Avek Ribis, Medasa Loiva, willingly. The Loiva willingly gave the Malva the Avek Ribis. So it was a proper Nesina. He took it. He was Zeichin it. He has a Chiv. Only Latzit Yishmaim, not a Chiv B'Dini Adam. Avol in Koidim Sha'okal. But before he Taka received it, the Leiva refused to give it. Don't take this from me. And he forced it out of him through court. Even went to a Bezin, and Bezin made a mistake thinking that it was Mut and it was really Avak Ribis, but it was a Tois and Din. And the Chavistah says it was a Tois with Dva Mishnah, that the Din is not a Din, so the Din is Chayz. It's as if doesn't have a halacha of a din Yisrael, doesn't really count, so it's not a good din. So it means he got the money with illegal means. He got the money either duch oivik kochavim or adayin shetah. The chrichu l'shalem, and they forced him to pay. He didn't pay willingly. Yoytze b'dayonim. Bezin will be yoytze b'dayonim and take it back from him. And Rekiv Ego points out, in the next sefer, he points out, and we yoydin l'nechosav. This is a regular maisa gzeila. That's how the Rishonim bring it down. It means Avek Ribis, which is not Yetzah B'Dayonim, is B'Tanai that the Loiva gave it to the Malva willingly. But if the Malva forced it out of the Loiva, Shaloi Bishos, that's not a payment of Avek Ribis. That's a Maisa Gzela.
Willingly means even though he didn't know the Halacha?
He didn't know the Halacha, so we go before maybe it'll be a Tois, a Nesina B'Tois, like we mentioned last week. But let's say he doesn't come onto Nesina B'Tois, it's fine, he gave it to him willingly, keep the money, and now he found the child, you want to give it back to me, so now you have a Chilat Ezei Shemaim. But if you force it out of me, then you're a Gazlan. And if you're a Gazlan, it's like in here the Gzela, you're the Nechosav, it's Yetzah B'Dayonim, it's not a, it doesn't have a shame Avek Ribis to it, it has a shame Gzela to it.
The reason why
Mechaber
only says this by Avakribis, it should be by all Ribis, it should be this way.
Like what? Ribis Ksutza? Ribis Ksutza is Yetzibidayanim.
I'm saying that even, let's say, Ribis Mucheris or something like that, or
Lechai Ribis Mucheris, if the only thing is how would we be mighty Ribis Mucheris? Ribis Mucheris, Lechai is a nature's matana. But but Enecham, if you ever time you take something, except for they do make an exception to Ribis Mexican Ribis, but Enecham, any type of Ribis, except for let's say Mexican Ribis, but if you'll have a Ribis that you there's an Issa to take, you shouldn't be taking it, and Bezin forces you to, forces the guy to pay against his will, let's say, or Bezin, or the courts, they have to force him to pay, that is a Maisek Zeil. That's not a payment of Avek Ribis. The payment was a Maisek Zeil, even though he was collecting it in the form of Avek Ribis, that is a Maisek Zeil. Comes along the Marit, and there's a bomb kash here. This is like a Yisayisa kash, which we mentioned these Yisayis, you know, we keep on dancing around them, but he takes the bull by the horns. What's going on over here? Let's step back. Before the Torah, I made up with you, I'm selling you something today, either pay me $100 today, or if you want to pay me in a month's time, it's $110. You opted for a delayed payment, you have to pay me 110. I sold you a chavitz, which you have a chiv to pay me 110. That was the contract. Pi halacha, pi choshen mishpat, you owe me $110. Came along Chazal and said, oh, but you're not allowed to take it. It's avak ribis, it looks like agenata, you're not allowed to take the money. Okay, I'm not allowed to take the money, I have an issa to take the money. But fundamentally, you owe me that money. You have a contract. Contractually, you owe me $110. I have a issa to take it, you can say it there, verera, you can't give it to me. But be'emis, you owe me $110. I sold you the chefetz for $110. So now what happens? I went along and I went to court or Bezin Shatayin and I got the money from you. What's the problem? I got the money from you, money that I deserve, money that belongs to me, money that you should be paying me. You owe me $110. So you want to know, as over there, so Chatasi Avisi Peshata, I was over there, so. But you want to know, is the money rightfully mine? Of course the money is rightfully mine. You owe me $110. That's what the deal was.
The Malva can be Teufis and say, you owe me the money. Would it work?
Well, that's basically the same type of Shaila. Could the Malva be Teufis money from the Leiva Avek Ribis? He was willing to be over the Issa Chulila. Is it what?
He doesn't mention
typhus. No, he doesn't mention typhus. Right, but and okay, it takes a better example. He did it clean. He didn't do the dirty work. The court did it for him, or the Bezin Shatayin did it for him, and he took money. That money he rightfully deserves. What's the problem? Let's take it to even Ribis Ksutza. Ribis Ksutza, let's take, it's Gadol Machlokes, but the Ritva holds that if the Malva already collected Ribis Ksutza and takes that money and is Mekadesh Anisha, he's Mekudeshes. That money is his. It's not a gazlan on that money. He was a gazlan to be makasa mamu chaver. But that money is rightfully his. That money is contractually his. I lent you money four for five. That fifth dollar belongs to me. I have a right to get it. If you put the issa on the side. So now there's an issa, I have no right to take it. I have a mitzvah zaseh to give it back. But you want to know who owns that fifth dollar? I own that fifth dollar. So I can be makadash anisha. So if I own the fifth dollar, why am I your gazlan on it?
If I have a real choy, and I tell Reuven, I'm going to pay you on Tuesday, and Reuven comes on Monday, and he says, you know, I don't want to wait till Tuesday, and he cuts the money from me. He's not a ganet?
There he is, because like he's man peroin. But here is a giz man peroin, I owe you the $110. Contractually, we made up this chayfiz is $110. You owe me $110.
No, I'm not talking about the giz man peroin, not the giz man peroin.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah.
This is man peroin giz.
There you go. So you can chayfiz.
I said, look, I'll pay you on Monday. On Tuesday.
You want a delay payment? Let him be chayfiz.
And Ruben says fine. And then tomorrow, Ruben comes and grabs the money.
When he told you fine, so it means he extended Zman Peroin, so now he wants to be takes Zman Peroin, he's not allowed to do that. But if it's a Gia Zman Peroin, he rightfully has a right to take it. What's the problem? What's my son?
Make a deal.
Make a ribis, so that's the Issa ribis. And a Kanami was even Issa ribis. But was I zoichin the money? It's my money. The Ritva, like I said, the Ritva holds you can be Makadish and Nisha with it. It's your money. So gradually you should know that's a fundamental machlokes. The Ritva holds you can be Makadish and Nisha. And the R, the Yuk, the Machafraim has, that's not true. That comes along ribis ksutza. The Issa was Mafkia the whole chayv. And said that you don't owe the money. So it could be as a makloik as a shayna. But the Ritva holds that if you owe me the money, I just have a chiv to give it back to have a mitzvah saseh. And we're not even talking about it. We're talking about even life, the avik ribis. So kosher can you owe me the money?
What would be by ribis
ksutza
in this case?
Grada by ribis ksutza, it's going to be the same halacha. You have to see a shakran kiveg in the next sif. It's the same halacha. But so chayr affecting my rib, what's going on? Yizikha owe me the money. Avera Itake did, but why am I mechuv to give it back? Why is it a ma'isa gezel? L'charit emisa gvi. You owe me that money. Avek ribis, I was over Issa. Comes along the Marit and says two terutzim, two classical terutzim, and here the achrenim go back and forth throughout the achrenim with both these terutzim. First terutz is the following, in Hilchos Gviya. He says that since I had no right, he's very mekatzah, but l'charit is what he means. Since I had no right to be goyvit from you, because I have an issa to be goyvit, I thought you owe me the money. But since there's an issa in the gviya, if I go ahead and make that gviya doesn't count. I have no schus for that gviya. Like I mentioned before, the tzayis, if Bezin has a right to be goyven, you don't have a schus to be taifis, you have no schus gviya. If the Torah says you're not allowed to be goyven that money, you're not allowed to take that ribis. If the Rabbah Chazal say you're not allowed to take avek ribis, they said you're not allowed to take it, so you have no schus in the gviya. And if you go ahead and be taifis, that you're being taifis shalaykedin. So what comes out? So to me, what comes out is avada the loivin kosher mishpat still owes you that money. The money that you were taifis, $100 that's sitting in your pocket, the loivin taka still owes it to you. But that $100 doesn't belong to you. That $100 still belongs to the loiva because your gviya is not a good gviya. If the loiva wanted to, he could pay you with a different $100. That metaltalin that you chapped, whatever you chapped, doesn't belong to you. It wasn't chala gvia.
What's the difference if it was given over willingly or not?
If I give it over willingly, so it was a proper nesina, it was a proper gvia, so it was out of the gribis, you do own it, you are zeich in the money, you could be mikadash and nisha with it. Now you want to know, do you have a chid to give back? No, only lots of day shemaim. But if you...
Yadon
Mar says Yadon Machel. He knows, and you could be Machel afterwards. Well,
when he gives it over willingly.
Yeah, but that okay. Yeah, on Avagribis, you mean, but not on Ribis Tzuzah, yes. But when it comes along and you take a Bal Kokhi, the Gvi that you did is a Gvi Shalai Kedin. You don't have a Schus Gvi for that. So your Gvi is as if you never gave it. So come to us, the money that's sitting in your pocket is still my money, it's still the Leiva's money. So therefore, you got to give it back. It means every second you hold on to that item, you are a Goslin. It is Gezel B'yotcha, because that money is not yours. Yes, I owe you money, mishpat, but not that money, not that metaltalin. I'll owe you a different metaltalin. So it's a Gvi Shalai Gedin. That's one...
Which metaltalin?
The Leiva decides. You don't decide, because you have no Schus Gvi. You have no Schus Gvi, because you can't decide against me. Wait till I decide. Same thing. Even if it would be money, it's the same thing. You know, there's Achalukim in Chayshim Mishpat. Same thing. I don't owe you any specific dollar, any specific item. I owe you a Chayv, I'll be Chayshim Mishpat to pay you 110. I owe you the extra $10, but not that dollar. Not that Metalton. So therefore, your Gvi is not a good Gvi. So just have... Sorry? The principle you have a schus to. You have a schus gvir, it's a regular halva. You are my baldava, so you're allowed to be toifis. But here, you don't have a schus gvir, because the gvir is ribbis is be'issa, you don't have a schus gvir, so it was never chal the gvir. So if you're a gazan. Let me just cover on the second teretz and we'll stop. The second teretz is, Dr. Marit, blitz svara, and a lot of chenin go with this, is that there's a halacha that if someone says, koinim kol nechasai alai, let's say, I'm koinim this nechasim alai, val yoshi, no, I can never nene from this tape recorder. Let's say I would say that, automatically the tape recorder becomes hefka. Because if there's an is on it, that I can never have a chusha shtamshas on it, then it's hefka, and anyone could be zaycha. Kol koinim zaycha. So at the marit, every ribbis, every avak ribbis even, the second Chazal said you have no right to collect that Avek Ribbis, it's like a koinim on you. You have no right to be nene for Avek Ribbis, so it automatically became Hefka. So the loiva immediately was Zeicha before he got to pay. It means once he took the loan, or once he bought something, 110 as a delayed payment, that extra $10 you have no schus to get. Once you have no schus to get, so automatically you're like miyayish from it, automatically the loiva owns it. Once the loiva owns it, if you want to take a Bal Kokhai, you're going to be a Gazan. So then you'll be a prostate gazan, so a simple gazan. The first word is Be'etim, he still owes it to you, just you have no schus gvi in it. And the second part is it automatically becomes hefka, it's miyayish, and if you don't know that. And these two terutzim, it's nogeh to ribbis ksus as well. I mean, so the second teretz, in effect, after the ribbis issa was placed upon you, after the teretz said it's osat to take, it's going to come out that now you are miyayish, and now the loiva taka doesn't owe you the money, and now if you taka get the money, you taka a gazan. It's like chicken comes before the egg, but that's how it's going to come out, that the issa causes you to be miyayish, and therefore the whole thing is nevachal.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.